It's me, the M, the I, the K to the E, hailing from the D, the Y to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying. I want to talk to you from the subject of, can we get some help for the help? Can we get some help for the help? And this is directed at all of my professionals who take care of people. People who do things to take care of people. So, I'm going to do a brief rundown of what I'm talking about. A lot of the people that are not taking care of the most to take care of people. Oh, yeah, here it comes. There are nurses. There are barbers. There are mechanics. There are EMTs, police officers, firefighters. And there are therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, a lot of people that are in the field that like to take care of people. And usually when I say, can we get some help for the help? It's kind of my joke when somebody who's supposed to be helping me doesn't know what they're doing, you know, light kind of joke. But this time, this is almost like a command or a demand. Also, we are not going to leave out entertainers. Yes, you comedians. Yes, you musicians. All you people that take care of other people. Or should I say all you professionals that take care of other people? Because when I just said you people, somebody started balling up their fist and was ready to come get me. But here we go. Here's the rundown. Okay, you emergency people. We know you guys are very thorough. We know you guys are very tough, but I'm not going for it. Or as one of my friends likes to say, I ain't going. That's my friend Nime. Shout out to the Supremely Full of It podcast. I ain't going. So, yeah, I ain't going. Because you know how I used to work at a personal emergency response button company. And it was funny when you make some of the calls to the places or when you see them in person. I understand that, sir. Sir, I understand that. But what I'm saying is this is what we need to do. That's the cop voice. Sir, I understand that. But what we have to do, we have to go ahead. We have to fight this fire. You have to stay outside. That's the fire voice. EMTs as well. Sir, I understand that. But we have to put your loved one on this stretcher. We have to get them where we need to get them to. So back at you. All right, here I go. I know you're probably mad like, hey, this dude's doing a lousy job. But anyway, I'm going to look at you and say, sir, ma'am, I understand that. But you've been working very hard. So you're going to have to take a vacation. And that bland, almost emotionless or voice that has almost no feelings, was, as some people would say. That's what I'm going to say to you. Oh, but don't laugh too hard, other people. Oh, yeah, barbers, beauticians. Oh, I'm going to have something lined up, all right. Yeah, something lined up for you guys to get the care that you need. I'm going to have the Scary Harry gang. Who's the Scary Harry gang? That's all of your clientele. We're not going to be looking good, but we're going to put you on a vacation. We're going to do a forced vacation on you. Oh, yeah. Don't think I forgot mental health people. I'm going to try to be nice to you. But, yeah, I'm going to make my call down to that office. You're going to be talking to someone, and there's going to be something that feels like a bee sting. You're going to be like, usually you guys say, hey, how does that make you feel? That's my therapist. How does that make you feel? How's that affecting you? You're going to feel something like a bee sting. And they're going, the next thing you know, you guys are going to be talking. People are going to come up in all white. And they're going to take you to a really comfortable place to where you can tell your problems. And I'm going to ask you, how does that make you feel? For my nurses, you're administering meds, changing beds, everything you're doing. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you in advance, all my RNs, you better RUN. And if you try to get away from me, all my LPNs, you're going to have to LEAPN. L-E-A-P-I-N-G, up over cars and fences to get away from us, because I'm going to call the officials on you guys, because you know how you guys do. Oh, yeah, I worked 3-12s, so I wouldn't have to work a whole week, or 4-12s, or whatever you work. Oh, yeah, I also worked 2-20s to do a whole 40-hour work week, and I'm like, I don't know how anybody can survive that. But, yeah, I'm not going, or I ain't going, however you want to call it. So, oh yeah, preachers, don't laugh too hard. Don't close your Bible just yet and zip up your holy bag or whatever it is, because I'm coming for you too. Yeah, it's funny. You're going to be like talking to me, you know, encouraging me. And you're going to be like, and the Lord said, and you're going to be circled up by your deacons, your elders, or church leadership. And I'm be like, yeah. And you're going to be like, oh, is that all right? I'm be like, well, guess what? We're forcing you out of the pulpit for a couple Sundays so you can rest your weary head. Is that all right? I'm going to say that to you. Yeah, so everybody who's taking care of people, I ain't having it. I'm not going. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. And of course, just disclaimer out there, this is lighthearted. This is some fun. But I want you to take care of yourself. I want to get some help for the help. And don't forget, you comedians, I am going to laugh hysterically when you get pulled off of that stage. When you're cracking jokes, I'm going to be like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, yeah, he's always making people laugh. She's always making people laugh. Take them somewhere and let them laugh at something else. Let them have a good time. My singers, let them hear some good singing sometimes rather than get called on. My producers who are making beats, let somebody make some beats for them so that they can take that studio time to work on projects that have been stacked up that should be released. Well, I hope I said something in this lighthearted, comedic kind of podcast to encourage you to take care of yourself, caretakers, so that that way you'll be better for yourself and those people that you are trying to take care of, but you deserve to be taken care of. Because after all, there is a such thing as compassion fatigue, and I don't want you to suffer from it. You have once again come into this land called the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never Neverland wished that it never was created. And Wonderland wonder, why was it created at all? I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please, pretty please, live like you'll die today. I quit!